Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Young, Black, and Bothered. This is episode 335, and it is titled Cicada Moans at Night. All right, so I'm Iris, and right here we have the crew. Go on ahead and introduce yourselves.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? I'm Greg, back again for another week. It's good to see y'all.
And hello, everybody. This is Q. Actually, no, this is not Q. This is the remainder of this Jim Beam before I crack open the bottle of Crown Royal Regal Apple.
The remainder of it? How much of it have you had?
Actually, you know, I've been drinking this bottle since Friday.
Oh. So that must have been a big ass bottle if you've been drinking it since Friday.
No, it was a 750.
Okay.
It's 750.
Okay.
So.
Well, you know, I told you last night for the sports desk, I was drinking Neft vodka. I decided that, you know, I'm going to just drink my Arizona iced tea with the lemon flavor. And if I do decide to have some vodka, I will be drinking that again for the second consecutive night. I'll probably have to do it again tomorrow when I do, you know, the Loudmouth show. But we're in this thing. I wanted to see if Chris was going to be here, you know, but she will be joining in a minute. So before we get into like the birthday weekend and, you know, the shenanigans that you and her had, I wanted to ask, you know, Iris, because, you know, her and I are the only ones who didn't have a birthday this weekend. Iris, what have you been up to? How was your week? How was your weekend? And how have you been?
Oh, my gosh. So my weekend was so, it was a weekend. Okay, I was supposed to be chilling this weekend because, like, one of my main homegirls who's out here, she left because, like, that's just the nature of living out here. People come for a couple months and then they leave. And new people come in for a couple months and then they leave, or you got the vacation folks. So I was supposed to be chilling, but then I met these people from Montreal. And they threw some party, and I'll blame them. I'm just going to say that I blame Montreal. I blame all of Canada, actually, for me spending all of Sunday recovering from their little festivities. Their little, okay, so here, there was also, oh, wait, hey, Chris.
Hey.
What's going on?
So there was also
Iris is telling us about this adventure to Canada that she didn't
have to listen to Canada. The Canadians came to Mexico. But so in Playa, in all of Mexico, actually, this week they had something called Ley Seca, which is like it was dry this week. Everything had to close at 11 and they stopped selling alcohol. Like they didn't sell alcohol places all weekend unless you went to certain places that paid for extra permits so that they could sell alcohol. So it was basically a rooftop low-key speakeasy party that happened with these people from Montreal who threw it. And the police came and shut it down and took all the alcohol and the DJ equipment.
Oh, wow. Did they have the permit, though? Or was it just like, nah, fuck that. We shutting all this down.
The thing is, it was a private residence. So it was a private residence. So it was basically like people threw a rooftop party at an apartment building. So these people who live in this building just threw a party on their building, which is like regular shit. Mm. But because they're like being like, they were being extra about the whole like election thing.
Yeah.
They just came and shut shit down and they didn't want the party to restart. So they took the DJ equipment and all.
Yo, you have to be really pissed off with people if you take not only the alcohol, but you take the DJ shit. So you can't party, you can't turn up. Just, damn.
Wait, they take the DJ too? That's
wild. It's like, so it was crazy. I'm just like, bro, what? But like, it's like low-key corrupt. Not even low-key. It's
wait, what is the basis of this holiday?
No, it's not a holiday. It's the election was going on this week. So, okay, here's the thing. I'm thinking they just want people to vote and they want everything seamless and smooth. But somebody told me that basically what happened was, I don't know who won. I got to figure that out. But the current president was like, wasn't going to win. I should look that up. Like, wasn't going to win. So he implemented all of these rules and everything so that he can get more money before having to leave office.
That's crazy.
Which included just like... breaking up shit and call and like finding people more stuff and like having like bars pay for permits so that they could stay open later and shit. Like, yeah. So yeah, but you know, I'm glad that none of us were taken to Mexican jail. That's good. Absolutely. But yeah, so that was my weekend.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a damn good thing.
Yeah. Well, Q, you know, you're just as long-winded as I. So I'm going to let you go and tell us about your birthday weekend first. Because I want to end with Chris's because I saw the pictures. But Q, it's on you. How did you celebrate your birthday?
Happy birthday, Q!
Thank you. Happy birthday to you, too. I didn't really do much. So the kids took me to treated, and I'm making air quotes as I say that. They treated me to lunch on Friday after I picked them up from school. Of course, when I was ready to pay, when it was time to pay, I had my hand out, like, so I say, y'all treating, so where's your money? Oh, no, Daddy, you're supposed to pay.
That's crazy.
Damn. No, that's the life of a parent. The life of a parent.
Yeah.
Because I do that with my own dad. Like, he'll take me somewhere, and he's like, so, can you got some money? No, that's your job.
Exactly. Yeah, to this day, fuck that. Like, nah, you gave birth to me.
So that's your job.
Yeah.
So, that was absolutely fun. So, the night leading into my birthday, so Friday night, is almost midnight and everything. My oldest daughter got back from getting her hair done. And so she's like, Daddy, so how old are you turning tomorrow? And I'm like, 37. And she's like, you're just 37? I thought you was almost near 50. Like,
damn.
Thanks for making me think. Thanks for making me feel like I gotta get my AARP card and shit now.
Yo, that's
That's a stretch.
Shit. Like, good grief.
She's like, no, but this was her reason. Like, you got the beard, you're growing your hair out, you look old, you dress old. I'm like, ah, great. Wow.
So she pulled all your cards at the same time.
She's me at this point. But anyway, so on my actual birthday, like, they made me a crown, which I really loved. And if you follow me on Twitter, and even on that god-awful Instagram, or on Facebook, you saw what the crown looked like. I couldn't really wear it because they made it too small. You know, I got a big head now at 37. But, you know, they made me a crown. They have a surprise for me, but they got to wait till they get some more money to actually get it. So I'll be getting it next month.
So just give them your money and then you'll get your gift. That's how that works.
No. Their mother is like getting that, and she won't have a big chunk of money until, you know, the child tax credit start rolling in.
Okay.
But other than that, like, I went to the bar, got a lot of free shit. Met some great people that hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll be doing, hanging out together. It was good. It was low key, much more low key than it would have been if I was back home.
Okay.
But it was fun. That's fine. Good. I had a good time.
I guess, you know, before I get to Chris, I guess I might as well say mine because hers is better than mine. I started Friday, you know, drunk in a Twitter Spaces with a couple of people who are listening to the show right now live on stereo. I won't say who they are.
I remember that. And I couldn't even jump in.
Yeah. That was not my fault, by the way. I did get drunk. I found out that on Twitter, if you like tweets, everybody can see them. Not all your tweets, but like highlighted ones. And it's usually the nasty ones.
All the ones that are horrible.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like Twitter purposely says, you know what? Let's go and just look at all the filth that you like and tell the world that you like that shit. So I found out in this group a couple of things. One, you can also bookmark tweets and people will never know. So I was like, okay, thank God. So I will be bookmarking all of my filth from now on. And then, I found out two sexual nature things that I didn't realize people were into, But Q, you and I know a young lady from years ago that is our friend. We won't say her name on air. She's into something like a fur baby. Either way, they like to dress up in fur costumes and like roll around with each other and things like that.
Wait a minute. Cosplay?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Cosplay? No, I know somebody. No, it's furries. They're specific furries. I know this is like going to sound weird, but like,
I had a student who let me know. Mind you, your student was a furry.
A furry, yeah.
Wait, is that the term?
What do they do? Do they like dress up like monsters, like animals, kind of like animals,
and then they. So this is what I don't know why he told me this, because he told me from a different standpoint, but I've heard about it from the kink standpoint as well.
Mm-hmm.
He was basically, because he always just wore like, you know, like those hoodies and stuff that had like the tails or like the bunny
like
ears.
The monsters.
And, like, not even
like the Bob's Burgers girl. What's her name?
Yeah.
Louise?
Yes. Similar to that. Yeah, he would just wear stuff like that. And then one day he showed me like, this like graphic that he made of him and his partner, and that they were like, he was like, yeah, because you know, I'm a furry. We're furries. I'm like, oh, you're furries. Got it. It's a kink thing. And I don't
there's
think
so
that.
Many kinks, man.
Yeah.
There are so many.
Yeah, we definitely won't kink shame here. I just thought it was definitely interesting.
Any furries in the building?
Yeah, we do actually have a furry in the building. I would love for her to come on stage, but you know what? Maybe another episode.
We have a furry in the building?
We have a furry in the building. We definitely have a furry in the building, but you know, if she won't speak up,
I
won't say
anything. I'm curious, do they wear fur or do they put the fur in them?
I would like to think that they wear the fur and
they dress up like the animals that are fur.
Yeah.
Do they act out the animal calling, or is it just the look?
They like wrestle around and stuff like the animals, like two puppies you see on the
street. I'm gonna Google this later.
Yeah. This is how we started the show. So, but the last little thing for me for this weekend, because honestly, Saturday and Sunday, I was just like in full father mode. But back to Friday, and this is the last thing I'm going to say. Probably one of the most kinkiest things I've ever seen, and I'm going to talk about that tomorrow again. Have you heard of something called mummification?
Only in death.
Same here. So apparently this is a kink called mummification where a man puts on a blindfold, he gets inside of a trash bag, and he lets a woman jerk him off.
Hey, what?
Yeah.
It just sounds hot.
Yeah.
So it's very like hot. She's sweating.
Yeah.
It's giving suffocation.
That's what I said. That's absolutely what I said. But yeah, that was Friday. So, you know, the rest of the weekend went kind of calm. My dog, I might have to take him to like the vet, because he has a thing now for eating cicadas, and he won't touch his regular food. He thinks that it's like a delicacy. And
oh no, be careful. Someone in my neighborhood's dog just died from eating cicadas.
Yeah.
Because apparently they got like some of them have like some weird parasite on their butts that kills them, and it makes like the parasite eats the flesh of the animal that consumed it. Hazel cannot eat any cicadas. I mean, she never really ate them anyway, but she was killing them.
Yeah. What were you about to say,
Q? I'm glad I'm in South Carolina and we do not have to deal with cicadas.
Are they not there?
No, they're not here. No.
I'm so confused about like why the cicada thing is so, because like maybe I know it was a long time ago and I was like young, but I remember cicadas when I was younger, and I remember just stepping on their crunchy little shells.
Yeah. It's the same thing. People just have social media now to make it a big deal.
Right, because I'm just like, is it that deep? They just don't bug. They harmless, except for, I guess, if you're a dog. But, like, they just don't do nothing to you.
Yeah.
Right. People are literally just doing the most because of, social media.
Yeah, okay. Because I was trying to figure out what it was. I'm like, are y'all really just scared of bugs? I'm just not scared of bugs like that. Right. So I'm just like,
the worst things that cicadas do is run into you because they're, like, blind as hell.
Yeah.
Like, they may fly into your bed. Even then, like, right. It's not going to hurt you. It's just going to be like a, oops, my bad, and keep going.
Yes. I mean, they have red eyes for a reason.
Right.
Yeah.
But, to see into your folds.
Oh, Lord. Well, Chris, you know, you had the most important weekend of all. It was your birthday as well. You know, even though he's important too, but, you know, as the first lady of the podcast, you had a birthday. How did you celebrate? What did you do?
Yeah, so I was pretty chill. I just kind of, I went to, what you call it, on Friday night, I went to this restaurant called The Dolphin, and it's like a Creole, upscale, New Orleans flair restaurant in D.C. It's really nice. It looks like the French Quarter. I got a bomb meal there, and then I went to the speakeasy that just opened. Where I saw, okay, I got some tea for y'all.
Uh-oh.
But I'm not going to say his name fully. Mm. But all I'm going to say is, in that bar, on a certain grand opening, there was a certain congressman there that was in the news recently, frequently, for dealing with younger women.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and he was at the bar.
Does this congress person have the initials MG?
Yes. Maybe.
Oh my.
I don't know. Maybe.
Allegedly.
I just know.
I don't know who
allegedly. Is this congress person allegedly from Florida?
Allegedly, there was a man there, and I seen him at the bar, and he left with a chick, and I said,
mm. Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
He allegedly had some cocaine.
I know somebody sold the story. They had to, because he was trying to get his pick the whole night.
Absolutely.
I wish it was me, though.
Oh, Lord.
But he was definitely there. It was a grand opening of this new speakeasy bar that was really, really nice. If you guys are in the, I guess, what do they call it? Shaw area? Mm-hmm. It's in the Shaw area. Check it out on TikTok.
Let
me tell you this. I always, every year for my birthday, when I go out, I see some white Republican at the bar. Not last year, because I didn't really do shit last year, but the year before that, I saw Corey Lewandowski, and I was like, what the fuck? And so I always run into a white Republican on my birthday.
But you also know, like, all of these Republicans, these stone white Republicans are the biggest hypocrites and the biggest fucking freaks. And I can speak from this from the other side.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
And I just think it's funny because, you know, D.C. is such an interesting place because you could see anybody doing anything.
Yeah,
and we're just like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Obama? Yes,
I can see it from the other side because there are certain apps that they be on.
Oh no,
I know about that.
I'm not gonna name the app.
Don't put them out there.
I would never put them out there. But there are certain apps that they be on.
Well, we're gonna quickly shift gears before Q snitches on, you know, people
right,
who get us,
that.
You know.
Right,
no,
I don't want them to come kill me.
I would never say there are certain apps. Okay. And websites.
Well, we're definitely going to move on. We're definitely going
to
move on.
But anyway, so then I bought a bottle the next day. I went to the club. Well, anyway, I went to Maestro's the next day. I think that's the name of it.
Okay.
That was a good little steakhouse. And then I went to this 1942, bought a bottle, chilled there. Then I went to Brooklyn the next day for brunch, which was a good time. I got like
four bottles of champagne. Even before the pandemic and everything, I never went to Brooklyn. But I heard it's very, very nice. And it's Maestro, and Maestro's is awesome.
Mm. Yes, Maestro. But I thought it was the
Maestro's family.
Because it's not spelled like
Maestro. But it's pronounced Maestro.
Let her get her story out, Q. Shit.
I'm sorry. Okay, I did. Damn.
Well, that's where I was at. Maestro's. Bitch. Yeah. I was there.
Okay.
They had some live music. I really like that.
Okay. Q, now what were you about to say? I got a one mic Q on the damn podcast. So good grief.
All I need is one mic.
No, I said what I had to say. Okay. We're good. Let's move on.
Okay. So, you know, do y'all want to start with the news? Do y'all want to start with first? Actually, let's just do first 48 and get it out of the way. Jabs for joints.
I'm all for it.
Yeah. And this first, actually, no. Y'all have to announce. So, Q, what is first 48 for the people who are listening for the first time ever?
All right. So, for the newbies, who's that? For the newbies who's listening to the podcast for the first time, first 48 is our segment in which we read crazy crime stories that happened in some of the most fucked up parts of the country, mostly Florida. Second place is a state that's above. A place that's next to Pennsylvania. I didn't say the state. I just said a place. third place is Texas, and then Georgia. And we just read crazy stories, and we guess where they happened at. Mm. Usually, it's Florida. 95% of it is Florida because Florida is just should be separated from the country. But anyway. That's first
48. Okay. So the first article is joints for jabs. So this state turns to marijuana giveaways to encourage residents to get vaccinated with the COVID vaccine, either Pfizer or Moderna. This state's Liquor and Cannabis Board said this week that they would allow state licensed cannabis retailers to provide one joint to adult consumers who receive a COVID vaccination at an in-store vaccination clinic. Guess the first 48 state where this is happening.
This is easy. Washington.
Is it Colorado?
Washington State.
What you got, Iris?
The story actually came out today, but go ahead.
Colorado? Yeah, I saw an article today, but I don't know where it was. Is it Colorado?
Okay. Colorado, Washington State. What you got, Chris?
I said Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, one of you guys got it right, and it happened to be Q. So Q right now is one for one. This happened in Washington State, where they are allowing a slogan of joints for jabs, where they are giving and hoping to have a goal of at least 70% of people being vaccinated as state adults to get a individual joint for doing it. It's called what they said is the poke and toke. That sounds like a terribly worded porn. But hey. I mean, if you live in Washington State, you get one joint and you cannot substitute pot for things like edibles or any other pot treats. And they are only good for people the age of 21 and older, and advertising is allowed. So if you live in Washington
State. But they had jabs for joints in D.C. too.
Jabs for joints. That's what it's called. No,
but they were in D.C. too.
Yep.
They were here on 420.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing another one in a couple of weeks. Inside a source.
Yep. Well, let's move on really quickly. So, because I want to get to the news and then get to this discussion. So, apparently this state is giving away free guns to inspire people to get vaccinated.
Texas.
Oh, nah, that's wild.
Texas.
Guns. That's wild.
Are y'all all saying Texas?
Shoots for shooters. Shots for shooters.
Shots for shooters. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Texas or Louisiana, somewhere where they have guns.
So, the drawing is going to take place from June 20th to August 4th, and the participants who live in West Virginia will have the opportunity to win 5 custom hunting rifles and 5 bespoke hunting shotguns.
West Virginia. You should have known. That jackass Senator Joe Manchin, fuck him.
Yo, can you imagine? Like, hey.
He's trying to get us killed on this podcast.
He's definitely going to. He is going to ruin all our political connects.
Well, I'm good. I don't really appreciate it right now. I'm going
to say. Well, the next article, speaking of guns, unfortunately, a mom opens fire on her neighbor's escape puppy, but instead accidentally shoots her own son.
Florida.
What?
Mm-hmm. Florida.
I don't know.
You're saying Florida? I want to give some people in the audience some time too. So, you know, I guess for anybody who's listening to the podcast, we are doing a live show again on stereo. So I want to give like the listeners an opportunity to go and, you know, guess the first 48 state. Like, you know, what state do you think this actually happened in? Obviously, you cannot go and cheat. You can't go on Google and look for this article. But I will read some more until we get some people to leave a voicemail. If not, we will go with the votes that everybody has. So Angelia Mia Vargas, 24, was charged with deadly conduct. And a discharge of firearm after she accidentally shot her 5-year-old son on Saturday. Her neighbor told ABC 13 that his 6-month-old boxer pup Bruno had been inside the house barking at the front door, so he thought someone was outside. But when he opened it to check, the dog made a break for it. Ring camera footage shows that the owner followed him out and was calling for him to come back as the dog was running about the front yard. Across the street, a man and a woman can be seen while blocking from their view. Their 5-year-old son, according to the witness, is cycling on his bike. Just seconds later, 3 shots were heard as a woman can be seen wildly tracing a moving target. Then a child screams. According to the police department, one of the bullets meant for the dog ricocheted off the ground and lodged into the abdomen of the son she was presumably trying to protect. He was taken to the hospital in stable condition with non-life-threatening injuries. Ladies and gentlemen, guess the first 48 state where you're...
I would be so upset my mom shot me on accident.
Right! That kid's going to be traumatized forever.
Wait a minute. Whoa. I'm definitely sticking with Florida because, you know, the most fucked up state in the country. Florida.
Okay, so you're going with Florida. Iris, what did you say you were going with?
I'm gonna go with Florida. It is
given
Florida.
Okay, Chris, what you got?
No, I got Florida too.
Okay, all 3 of you unfortunately were wrong. As this happened in Houston, Texas?
I knew it was Texas.
In Texas is gonna be the biggest state because they have open carry. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
You know, you don't have to pass a background test or any background check or anything. You just like, hey, cool.
Yeah. And the last first 48 before we get into the news, a mother is charged after she snuck into the school pretending to be her daughter.
Damn it, I saw this article too. I just don't know where the fuck it was.
Oh yeah, was it California or something like that?
Yeah, I'm going Florida.
So y'all are going Florida, okay? And everybody voted. So Virginia, Florida. What you got, Chris?
California.
Deputies with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office.
Texas.
In Texas.
Oh my God, Texas. I'm making this announcement right now. New Jersey is no longer the second most fucked up state in the country. It's Texas.
It has to be Texas. So it's
I don't even think Jersey is top 10, to be honest.
I only say Jersey is the most.
You just got a hatred.
Yep.
I'm about to go into that right now. You know, I only say Jersey is the most fucked up state in the country because that's where my ex-wife was born and lived.
Oh, it's some grudges there, huh?
Yeah.
Clearly.
Wait, there are people clapping, so they are agreeing with Jersey being, wow, y'all mean. Y'all are mean.
First of all, I'm about to look up who did that.
I want to know who was clapping. Who was in here clapping? I can't.
You got a blast.
Yeah. But basically, according to the article, it says that Casey Garcia, 30, was accused by the local school district of trespassing on school grounds posing as a student. Deputies were also alerted to several of her social media posts circulating online, which allegedly documented the incident. Wow. She really put... Okay. So it says one of the videos is titled, "Going to School as My 13-Year-Old Daughter, Middle School Edition." The video shows a woman wearing a yellow hoodie and a black face mask, taking selfies in a restroom and eating in what appears to be a school cafeteria. Deputies met with school administrators who identified the woman as Garcia. Detectives conducted an investigation and obtained 2 criminal warrants for Garcia on charges of criminal trespass and tampering with government records. Deputies later located Garcia at her residence and took her into custody. She was also documenting her encounter with authorities on social media. So she was just recording every fucking
thing. Social media is a hell of a drug, clearly. Because what the fuck did she do that for?
Yeah.
Like, what was the reason?
Yo, it's that TikTok shit. Like, people just doing
anything. Oh, she was trying to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. See? It was just for TikTok?
Just for TikTok.
The fuck is it bored, man?
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm tired of this TikTok. People. I gotta take a quick second to say that I've noticed that some people are using social media. I don't know. Okay, so I overshare on social media. I talk a lot,
you know. But there's certain things I just would never say just because I feel like I don't want that etched in stone forever.
Yep.
I know some people saying some wild ass shit.
Making GoFundMes, just insane, and I'm just like, yo, clout is a hell of a drug.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's really, 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 really sad to me. Like, this one girl basically was like, so she's going through this whole like super domestic violence case, and it's gone viral a couple times, and I'm like, okay, cool. But she set up another
I know
like GoFundMe. Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm like, girl, we've already GoFundMed you like five times.
I'm
sorry that you're talking about too. I know. So Chris, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I definitely know which one you're talking about, but I'm happy that she finally got some justice in that case.
And I just think some of it was just insane to be putting out on social media, especially if you're going through a legal case, right? You're going through a legal case and you know people are about to fine tooth comb everything you fucking say. I don't know. Right. Like, to me, I was just like, yo, I'm just seeing too much. And I'm like, yo.
Yeah, it's just not making a lot of sense.
What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing here? None of it's making sense. And I think one of the posts was just like, yeah, this person called me, and for 9 months, I thought my mother was dead because they called from my mom's phone and told me they killed my mom.
That's insane.
You mean to tell me for 9 months you thought your mom was dead and you didn't go find out?
Mm-hmm.
But to go back to that, a lot of it was fear.
I just feel like when you put stuff out on social media, you are now opening the world to criticize you.
Exactly.
You're right. We are now open to question some of this. And I'm just confused. I'm really confused.
A lot of it, I definitely agree, because I went through that particular person's like feed this morning, and a lot of it was like, but
you letting homeless niggas in your crib, but you're scared to go outside. I don't know, man. I just feel like social media is just wild, man.
Yeah,
it is. It's wild.
Yeah, it's the most addictive drug.
And then you got so many real, I'm not going to say she's not a real victim because I don't know. I mean, whatever. But we got so many real victims out here that need help, need money, need funding. And we done funded you for many times.
And that's scared to say anything.
Scared.
Absolutely scared to say anything, you know?
Like, she's like, I'm scared to leave my house, but then was just posting about how she was going out for her birthday, hanging with her girlfriend and all this shit. I'm just like, what? But do you want us to give you $2,000?
Yep.
And then you got famous friends, and you still want us to give you $2,000?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. Yeah. But then again, that also makes me think, like, are these celebrities, like, really broke?
I don't think so.
Maybe they don't got it like we think they do.
Yeah.
Because no, I feel like if I had a celebrity-ass friend... Really broke. I'm not going to GoFundMe. I'm gonna be like, yo, can you just get me out the way for $2,000? No. Like, what's that?
They are really broke. They are really broke. I mean, look at Floyd Mayweather. He had a bullshit ass fight because motherfuckers are going poor.
Well, I just feel like he was exploiting. That's
what he's going for.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to
I don't think Floyd is poor. I really think he just wants more money.
Yeah.
He's talking about some Jeff Bezos shit.
Exactly.
Okay. So I'm going to say.
But I just have mixed feelings about all these super GoFundMes going around here. GoFund your PPP loan. GoFund. I feel like GoFundMe was a place to help crowd fund for emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
Emergencies.
No, that's like, not, that's not what that. It's not what it is anymore. Come on now.
Now it's like I can put it in
to begin with.
It's 2021.
I thought it was for people's
like projects.
Yeah, like projects and like person like things like oh help, or even like help me get to college, like something like that.
Yeah, like help me get to college. My house burnt down. Little JJ's funeral's coming. It was unexpected, like something like that.
It's 2000. Come on now. It's 2000. Let's be real. It's 2021. Everyone's looking for a come up.
Yes.
Everyone's looking for a come up.
Yep.
I'm about to make a go for me.
Yeah. Well. Since we're on the topic of celebrities and things of that nature, you know, Tayana Trump, apparently, I'm sorry, damn, I called her Tayana Trump, oh, Jesus Christ. Tayana Taylor.
Yo, where's your mind at right now?
Holy shit. Where was my mind at?
Tayana.
Yo, we went from talking about furries to Tayana Trump. Jesus Christ.
Tayana Trump.
But Tayana Taylor, she has been named, according to Maxim magazine, as the sexiest woman alive. This makes her the first woman of color, the first black woman, rather, who has ever won this prestigious award. How do y'all feel?
I mean, I like Tiana Taylor. I think she's sexy. Do I think she was the sexiest black woman alive?
No.
Maybe not.
No.
I can think of so many more black women that could have got that before her, but I am happy that she got it because she do.
Yeah.
Have swag and she has like a very strong sex appeal. But then again, who the fuck reads Maxim anymore? They fell off.
Exactly.
Right? I'm like, that's 2002.
Yeah, that's where
I'm gonna agree with both of y'all. Like, Tiana, anyway.
Like not Rihanna. But
number one, no. Like Rihanna, she can do whatever she wants to me. Like literally. Anything that comes through her mind, yeah, I'm with it. Tiana, she's like number three on that list.
Oh wow. Like, you put her that's pretty high.
I think Tiana Taylor has a lot of sex appeal. Like,
yeah.
You look at her, you're like, damn, this bitch watching the room, damn. Like, I feel like she would stop the party.
I agree. Like,
I agree. I'm stopping and looking at her. Like, you ever seen that movie? I think it's Dope. Is it Dope?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When she was the stripper?
Yep.
Yo, she was bad as hell in that. Yeah. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, in a clubhouse room that we were in earlier, shout out to the lunch break. They were.
Oh no! It wasn't Dope. It was that movie with Kyle. What's his name?
Yeah, like what is it? The after party or party?
Yeah, after party. I think it was called.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Yeah.
I saw Dope. I ain't see that. That sounded like a straight to BET flick. Like
no,
it was a Netflix.
It had.
I liked it though.
Like, okay, I'm gonna have to check it out. If it's still there. But you know, move right along.
I'm looking at winners of the Maxim Hot 100 or sexiest whatever situation. I'm like looking at these winners over the years, and I'm just like,
how?
Jesus,
like, I don't really give them.
Number two on my list is Simone Biles because she's the fucking goat.
Wait.
What?
Q. I'm going to mute
you. Number two on. No, don't mute me, damn it. Number two is Simone Biles.
What? No fucking disrespect.
Did you see what she.
What? Q, she look like she about 13. What?
She's 25. She's 25.
What?
Q. Like, she's number two.
I know how old she is.
She's number two. In my eyes.
Of sexiness?
You can.
Wait, so, okay, give me your top five, Q. I need to know your top five really quick.
My man said Simone Biles.
I can give you your top five. I can't give you a top five because I've been drinking. But
okay, we're just gonna leave that there. Oh my god,
give Simone me a couple Biles. In the five because I'm just like,
you said Simone Biles. I mean, I'm not like I said, I'm not calling her unattractive, but it's just like, what the fuck?
She, I mean, I get it. She's had a great week, but I mean, like number two.
I mean, she
a
great week. Crazy a great form.
Week. No, I'm talking about like she's relevant in the news right now this week as a result of the things that she's done.
She's been relevant since she was 16.
Cute. I'm talking about the fact that like recently
we don't just turn on the TV and see.
Yeah, it's been a buzz week for her.
Right.
Yeah. So
that little, her goat costumes. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, that the
but, yeah, like you said, he's been drinking. I'm gonna give him some time to go and figure out his other four because if she's number two and Rihanna is number three,
I'll give you my other. I'll give you my other two.
Go
ahead. I'm gonna say like Tina Turner or something. Shaka Khan.
Hey yo, if you put Tina Turner, wait, this episode is going to end real real.
When
no,
I was
Michelle,
a little,
Michelle Obama is my number four.
Oh wow. But,
okay, so
all right. You just like you got a power trip. You just like strong black women.
I love, yes, I do. I love strong black women.
Susan Rice number one.
hey, that's my brother. I love him dearly.
I said Rihanna is number one, period.
No, you said she was number three, I thought.
You just said she was three.
No, Tiana was number
three. Oh, no, Tiana was number three. You're right.
Okay, so you're not delusional.
Okay, so right now your top three are
Rihanna.
So Rihanna, Simone Biles.
Wait, you're putting Simone Biles over Tiana Taylor? What?
I need a drink, Q. Give me some of that Jim Beam.
Hold on, stop. Wait a minute. I said Rihanna was number one. Tiana is number two.
Q, you just...
Absolutely.
No, you and just you said Simone Biles was number two.
No.
Q.
I said Simone Biles was number three.
No, Q. You realize we recorded
Simone,
the show, right?
I said Simone was number three.
Q, this is a recorded show.
And you can run it back.
Next,
you're going to
say Viola Davis is number one.
All right, hold on. Let's move on.
Listen. I said Rihanna is definitely number one.
Uh-huh.
Tiana is number two. Simone was number three.
Cicely Tyson is eight.
I'm gonna let Q hear the playback. So when the show comes out on Thursday, everybody
can listen to it as soon as it's over. I know what I said.
Eartha Kitt is number four.
Oh my god. Ayo. All right, so let's move on really quick. So I didn't really want to touch on this too like heavy. I just wanted to get y'all personal take on this. So Cat Williams went on the Joe Budden podcast and he had a statement about cancel culture that everybody seemed to enjoy, mainly because when you hear Cat Williams, you know, or when you think of Cat Williams, you think of like all the negative like connotation that go behind him and the things that he said, you know, in his past. But this interview, this portion of it, at least, everybody seemed to have like, you know, been positively receptive to it. So hopefully you guys like it, love it or whatever. But here's a clip.
Without judgment and repercussion from cancel culture.
If you ask all of the people that didn't make it to the NBA, if you ask them if we just lowered the goal down another foot, they all tell you they make it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes the out of bounds, but the out of bounds got to be there or you'll run up in the stands, right?
Mm.
So some of these things are for the benefit of everything. Nobody likes the speed limit, but it's necessary. Nobody likes the shoulder of the road, but it's there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, people weren't all that extremely funny back when they could say whatever they wanted to say. At the end of the day, there's no cancel culture. Cancellation doesn't have its own culture. That was people of color. That was us policing our own culture. That was people without a voice being trashed by people just because they had a bigger name than them and more money than them and a better office than them. They could sweep them up under the rug like they didn't matter. I don't know what people we think got canceled that we wish we had back. I don't even know who are they.
Mm.
It's done for the reasons it's done for, and it helped who it helped. if all that's going to happen is we have to be more sensitive in the way that we talk, isn't that what we want anyway? I'm saying your job as a comedian is to please the most amount of people with your art. So if you want to offend somebody, nobody took those words away from you. Mm-hmm. Dirty bitch ain't been taken away. You can say that, but don't call somebody this word when you know this affects all of these people. Don't use the R word when you really mean people on the spectrum. Don't say this word instead of saying autistic. Don't say this word instead of saying little people. Look, if these are the confines that keep you from doing the craft God put you to, then it probably ain't for you.
You're telling us that.
So how do you guys actually feel about that statement? Do you feel like when it comes to the cancel culture, that there are like some like people going overboard with it? Do you feel like it's necessary? Do you feel like what do you feel when it comes to cancel culture?
So I personally don't believe cancel culture to really have real lasting effects on most people. Mm-hmm. I think that it's fake. I think that people get held accountable for their actions. And instead of like bitching and moaning about like cancellation and cancel culture, because we see certain people who have been quote unquote canceled, they come right back. Cancel culture is not real. Certain people decide that they don't want to fuck with somebody, don't want to fuck with something. That's like an individual choice and decision. And I just feel like bitching and moaning about cancel culture instead of looking at yourself and your actions and what you're doing is just like, bruh, it's just like lazy. You don't want to grow. You don't want to evolve. Like, you don't want to like transform. You just want to be mad about people saying something about what you said. Because cancel culture is not real. Nobody really gets canceled. Some people stop fucking with you, but some people still gonna fuck with you. You can choose to ride with people who still fucks with you. Or you could bitch and moan about cancel culture.
Yeah. The reason why I wanted to play the Cat Williams thing, one, for that take that he had, but two, there was an article that came out pretty much like 5 minutes before we did the show, where Barack Obama agrees with his daughter's generation that, you know, cancel culture has gone overboard. So the statement that he says is, at least in conversations with my daughter, I think that a lot of the dangers of cancel culture is that we're just going to be condemning people all the time. At least among my daughters, they will acknowledge sometimes among their peer group or in their college campuses, you'll see folks going overboard. He then added, they have a pretty good sense of, look, we don't expect everybody to be perfect, politically correct all the time, but we are going to call out institutions if they're being cruel and discriminating against us. So that was like just a portion of the situation. I think he had more in this article, but I'm not really trying to pay for New York Times. Basically, like, do you feel
if you don't want to pay for the New York Times, I get it for free because it's cool.
Yeah.
I can just give you my credentials.
Okay. But what you've taken from that portion of the conversation, like, what do you feel? Do you feel like we go overboard?
I'm sorry. If we just keep canceling and there's no path to redemption, what are they learning in a sense? We're just going to X you out and, you don't go anywhere. I feel like you should be able to redeem yourself from your mistakes. That being said, some things are irredeemable in society. So you understand, like, the super extremes is like, all right, bye. But I don't know. I feel like sometimes they, like, try to destroy people. Like, they want to see them fall to the point where they have absolutely nothing. And I'm just not pressed to see somebody's downfall like that.
Agreed.
And who has really had a downfall that wasn't deserved? Like, really a downfall that wasn't? So I just feel like people be like, oh no, this cancel culture thing is going too far. Who really has been impacted so greatly by cancel culture that was not deserved? I'm not talking about the Robert Kellys who deserve that shit. And even still, there are people who still cape for him and still listening to his music. So it still remains like, bro, is cancel culture even real? I feel like people were always stopping to fuck with people. Like, I know people who stopped fucking with Chick-fil-A way back when because of, like, you know, their beliefs and stuff. And, like, who they give money to and everything. I know people who've been stopped listening to certain artists because they ain't like something they said or didn't like something they did. But the people who still want to rock with them still rock with them. I just don't feel like Cancer Culture is even real.
I agree that Q,
it don't really have the lasting effects that people try to act like it has. That's all.
Exactly. Q, what were you about to say,
bro? I feel like it affects... Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, Chris. Oh, I guess. Oh,
you. You know, I'm here. So, like, cancel culture is it's a sticky subject, and like, so everyone that they think is canceled earned it, right? Mm. They earned it.
So I don't think Al Franken earned it.
No. Everyone, like, I won't say everyone, but mostly, I'll put mostly in front of that. Mostly everyone that has been canceled earned that shit. So why are we having this discussion? We're having this discussion because it's become politicized.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's become politicized. But if you got canceled, quote unquote, with air quotes, I'm doing air quotes right now. If you got quote unquote canceled, you earned that cancellation.
Mm-hmm.
Go away. Just go away. Like at this point, just go away.
That's the thing. There's some
actually canceled.
Yeah.
Like for real, for real. Like.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like there's some people. Look at Donald Trump. He's the prime example of how cancel culture really isn't real. It's as real as you want to make it.
Exactly.
Honestly, because like all extensive purposes, Donald Trump should have been canceled multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
But because he just did not give a fuck and never looked at himself as canceled, it never really stuck to him. Like, I mean, he's canceled, but he's really not canceled.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Kevin Hart got canceled, but Kevin Hart still, like, he's still getting all this work and all this rent. So it's just like, is kids culture, the shit is not even real. Like, so I don't know why people keep making such a big deal about, oh no, we gone too far, did we?
Exactly.
Some people, I don't think we went far enough.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I agree.
And I don't think Obama should. I feel like Obama saying something about it is like, you know, I fuck with Obama, but I don't gotta agree with everything that man says. But like him saying something about it, it's just like, okay, like you.
Because they might try to cancel him next.
Yeah, I think Obama's trying to.
People tried and they didn't work.
Yeah, I think he's personally trying to relate
with Obama.
Yeah, he's trying to relate to his daughters who are, you know, of age now. And I guess it feels like he's trying to get them in the door and, you know, in terms of like politics and things of that nature. But at some point, it's okay for him to just go, I won't say into obscurity, but it's all right to chill. Just go ahead and you did what you did for.
Relax.
Yeah.
On your way.
Take a page out of George Bush, my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But he became an
artist. Go painting.
Yeah. So
painting and probably smoking weed.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet.
All right. So what we'll do is we'll take like 10 minutes to just, you know, do this before we do Dope and Nope. The discussion that I had for the week was, what are some common misconceptions about life after college? The reason why I wanted to ask this is because obviously everybody's gone to college. I'm sure people in here have been as well. Even though we haven't gotten any voicemails, I was hoping to kind of like open up the platform. So what are, you know, you guys' personal like misconceptions about life after college? And what are some things that you wish you would have known? So I guess to phrase it better, what are things that you wish you knew or things that didn't turn out how you thought they would about life after college?
Money, student loans, jobs.
That the degree is going to give you the opportunity.
Right. How many of you guys are working in your field?
Not me.
That you went to school for?
Me. Well, not right now, but generally, yes.
I feel like that was a misconception. Like, I got this degree in this thing, and I'm going to... Well, actually, in my case, it was, but... I know so many people that majored in shit and they're not doing the shit they majored in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was told pretty early in my college. I was luckily told pretty early in my college career that it doesn't really matter what you do. Unless you're like trying to go into a specific field like STEM. But I was in like, you know, liberal arts, social sciences. So it was like, like as far as you're in that realm, it does not really matter what you're doing. Like when I switched from psychology to communication, that shit didn't fucking matter. Like it's like I wasn't trying to be a therapist. Like so.
For me, it was, you know, of course, it was different. You know, I majored in elementary ed. But even when I graduated, I you know, I started my career in higher ed. Mm-hmm. And then came back to wanting to be in the classroom. I think now, because, you know, I want to ascend to administration, that's why I'm in school now, back in school now to get my master's, because I need that to be a school administrator.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, like, if I could tell my former self that I could have done everything that I have achieved in my career without majoring, without being an education major, yeah, I would definitely say that. Like, the degree doesn't really mean much unless it's specified. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I would probably be in a better place, because now, you know, after an 11-year teaching career, that's pretty much what I'm pigeonholed into now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I literally cannot do anything other than education, even though I have plenty and many more talents that I have developed since my undergraduate years.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, you know, I'm pigeonholed into an education career. So I was, so yeah, the degree doesn't mean much unless it's focused.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you can't be like an astrophysics person, yeah, trying to just do something like business. I've noticed, like, as far as also, nobody gives a fuck about where you intern.
At all. At all.
Like,
at all.
Nobody cares. They treat you like shit anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. And that's the thing. When
it doesn't matter where you went to school either. So if you're thinking about going to school and getting into a lot of debt just to have a name,
yep,
yeah,
it don't matter.
Yep.
Unless it's an Ivy, it's like well connected, and even then, it's more about the networking that you do there than the actual degree from that.
No, actually,
Mike, are you actually working?
You know what? I have to disagree. Like, where you go to school doesn't fucking matter. Like, you can have an Ivy League, like, you can graduate from an Ivy League school and still be a failure. Like, it really does not matter. Like,
the reason why I would say that the Ivies is a little bit different is because they are very big on that whole legacy shit. Like, people who even failed were failures, but they were failures at an Ivy, and they know somebody, because usually it's kind of an assumption that, like, if you went to like an Ivy or like a specific type of school, that you knew somebody and you made certain connections, and there are going to be certain people who are in those high places. For example, mm-hmm, even in my job, so many people who went to Yale. There's so many people who went to Yale, and they get just waltz up in there because they went to mm-hmm fucking Yale. Like,
yeah,
it's just because they went to Yale.
And I even feel that low key, like, even in our school, Iris, I feel like we had a pretty good alumni base, in the sense that if you really network, your ass will be put into spaces too. I mean, I think it matters in the sense of the Ivies, because they really push that. Like, if you want a government job, you can easily get one if you're in the Ivy. Like,
agree.
That's just like a phone call. You got Harvard or Dartmouth, something like that. But I also noticed that with HBCUs too. Like, if you just went to an HBCU, they'll be like, oh, yeah.
And I was actually about to get to that point, and you kind of highlighted what I wanted to say, because, like, you know, pledging a fraternity or sorority gives you a leg up, but also, like, just thinking about my fraternity, we can give a leg up, but if you can't do the job, we're going to get rid of you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, And that's really is one of the big differences between, you know, going to an HBCU, pledging a historically black fraternity, the first one, thank you. But also going to an Ivy League school.
Yeah.
You're gonna get the opportunity
too when we get a moment.
You're gonna get that opportunity. But if you can't do your job, and that's the difference between like black fraternities and Ivy League schools. Ivy League schools, you're gonna continue to get opportunities because you graduated from Harvard, you graduated from Penn, you graduated from Dartmouth, you graduated from Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
You really like even if you got into those schools through connections, it's like, all right, you learned something.
Yeah.
But it's like the Divine Nine, we're gonna give you the opportunities because you're black.
Yeah.
But if you can't hold up to what your end of the bargain, we're gonna let you fucking go.
And yeah, because I definitely know some Greeks that ain't doing shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every question, I'm sorry, I have to ask it.
Go ahead.
How many years out do y'all stop strolling in the club?
No, wait.
Since I am the only fraternal member of the group, I can definitely answer this question. I stopped.
Oh, nah, I'm a Phi Sigma Sigma. It's like, no, I'm just kidding.
Jesus.
I stopped when I stopped, honestly, when I turned 25.
Mm-hmm.
I was 2 years out of college because I graduated right before I turned 23. Like, even now, I barely wear pair. Like, I rep Alpha to the fullest. I don't wear pair because it's like, you know, why? I love my fraternity, but pair is expensive.
Well,
and why the fuck would you be looking like a Power Ranger at your big old age?
Yo, you're a funny idiot.
Unless it's like a kid now.
That's what I'm saying. And like, at what point can we have an open and honest conversation about this? Because me, as a person who's not Greek, like, at what point? So I'm just like, you know, when you fresh out or you still in college, it's like, okay, I can't really say nothing because then I'm a hater or I'm just mad or I'm just jealous or something.
No,
now I'm just like, I'm mad, y'all.
We all can we like this shit? But
okay, let me bring this into perspective of when people pledge. Like, I pledged in college. So it's different. You know, it's different. And then you have people who like go grad, mm-hmm. and you know, I had a very close friend of mine who went grad. Within the last couple of years, they look like a full-fledged Neo back in college, like double pair.
Fraternity
this, fraternity that, and that. And but it depends on the person.
Yeah,
it depends on the person. Like, I don't need my letters.
Check this out, Q. I know this man. He crossed in '92, undergrad, super cute. Like, super cute. I'm talking, my man came to work with the cute bow tie, cute umbrella, cute socks. Cute cufflinks. He had shit in Omega Sci-Fi that I didn't even know existed. And he was an OG 92 bruh.
It depends on the person. And you know, I'm not trying to disparage or anyone that wears all that pair. If I had the funds to do so, I'll be all outfitted out every day.
For real, you
just fuck yes. I love my fraternity. Because it's something I earned. So I'm not here to disparage anyone that's in the Divine Nine that goes full out pair every day. Like, they gotta have something, they gotta be wearing or, you know, something that is a part of their fraternity. Like, I wear my fraternity every day because I have a tattoo of my letters on my arm. You know, that's just me.
Mm.
That's just me.
That shit was specifically about strong women. I was never one that, like, I did it in college
because I was drunk as shit.
I would hate to see somebody strong. I enjoyed the dance.
You remember the last time that a certain friend of ours,
yep,
and us were all together? Mm-hmm. Like, we were out of breath when we tried, yep, to stroll. Like, it's just different for, you know, it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
It's different for everybody. I can't speak for everybody. I can only speak for myself.
Yeah. Well, yeah, y'all did great for that discussion. But we're going to move on because we are over an hour and 14 minutes into the show. But Chris, we're going to move into Dope and Nope. So Chris, exactly what is Dope and Nope for the people who have never heard the Young Black and Bothered podcast?
Dope and Nope is when we play songs that are new or we may not have heard of them before. And we rate them dope. That means we really like it or it's okay. And nope. Get that out of here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we have officially 7 songs, but unofficially 8. We only play 30 to 45 seconds of it, sometimes a minute if the song takes too long to actually get into the segment. So the first song is called Late to the Party by Rayo, Cragen, Mike and Keys, and someone by the name of Problem. So again, the song is called Late to the Party.
Yeah, look, 100 racks. Okay, make it stack. Ha ha ha. It's funny all the money that we made off rap. Huh, yeah, if real on the record, then that's early slap. Cause I ain't tryna take shit nowhere unless it's to the max. Listen up, look who on the other side. Oh yeah, everything I'm doing now is super size. I could put diamonds on your bitch, yeah, that's a starry night. She with the star tonight. She like the truer vibes. Keeping all that fake love in your circle, that shit's dangerous. Had to cut a few of my partners out, that shit still painful though. I did a lot of things I'm proud of, and a lot I'm not proud of. Look how they treated me, shawty. I'm getting shot and sorry. But you can keep the apology, because you're late to the party.
That is Late to the Party by Rio, Cragen, Mike and Keys, and Problem. Dope and Nope.
I'm going to give it a dope. I was vibing with that.
Okay.
I was vibing with that.
So dope. Quickly dope after this.
What'd you say, Iris?
Be over so quick after it started. I was like, damn, can this end, please? Yeah. Like, it just sounded whiny to me. Like, yeah. I was like, all right.
Yeah. Very whiny.
It did sound like a T-Pain, like a T-Pain auto-tune.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I fucked with it.
T-Pain.
So we got a dope and we got two. Are y'all just saying nopes or y'all saying or?
No.
Okay. All right. So the next song is called Gallis by Capella Gray and it's spelled G-Y-A-L-I-S. So again, Gallis by Capella Gray.
She gon' slide right to my side. I know she pulled up with her friends. Then we skirt off in the Benz. Oh, took her back to my crib. And I regret it. Cause she tryna feel like she asleep. So she tried to stay the whole week. I'm like, oh nah, she gotta go. Ask me her name, I swear I don't even fucking know. They wanna know why the girl them dip on me. Them I ain't green, them I ain't just sip on me. They wanna know why them love him off so much. Like, what is the reason? It's just the vibe, I'm that guy. She put her legs in the sky whenever I pull up. She got her clothes off from the walk and she won't waste no time. Oh, she don't want nobody else, I know. But I can't be what
what she wants. They all have the same story. They all want me to themselves, but I'm a jealous. The city is my palace. What I'ma do? Cause I want she and she and she, and they love them some me.
Okay, so that was Capella Gray's Gallus. Jesus, dope and nope.
No.
So I'm going to personally say no. I mean, I'm going to personally no. I'm going to say or a weak or. It's a but it's an or. But my boy Lou said absolutely nope.
Yeah. The reason why I'm going to say absolutely nope is when that beat drops, you know what fucking time it is. I don't need you to be crooning when this shit comes on. Just, like, when that comes on, you know what the fuck. It's time to get on the dance floor because there's going to be some ass shaking. And you in here.
Hey.
Like.
Cash money. It's taking over.
Nine, 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 thousand. Your bad
shit. Hey. It's cash. It's last year. Hey. Hey, hey.
Yo, he definitely disrespected the shit out of
me. Go, 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 go for centuries.
So he's getting, actually, I have to put him, he's going to be the first time we've done this in a while. And he's going into the Hall of Shame.
In the Hall of Shame?
He's going into the Hall of Shame.
All right.
That hurt
me. I can dig with that. I can dig with that.
Like, I'm making the executive decision.
All right, next song.
Yeah, so the next song is, let me go back to the playlist. The next song is called Sunday Fun Day by an artist by the name of MC Beezy.
I'm just trying to really have my way tonight. People just touch down, what's to play tonight? Yeah, we got a lot of weed, bottles of Hennessy, and we ain't saving these for another night. Under Leo 70, take a shot with me, this VIP, cause we gon' get wasted tonight. Yeah, yeah, cause we gon' get wasted tonight. Started out drinking during the day, ain't no telling where our night gon' go. Invite only, welcome to the party, greet you with a shot at the front door. Sunday fun day, we get lit like we supposed to. 12 a.m. we on mimosas. Bottomless to brunch, it's over. Pop a dose of three with motion. 5 p.m. another spot, tequila shots. Make sure she swallow. Copper hookah, stop the music. Oh, here come another bottle. Order wings and water. We drinking out the spout of shit. Standing on the couch and shit. The DJ shot us out, it's lit. She gon' throw that ass for me. Our energy is limitless. Know that liquor kicking in. She feeling on her friend and shit. Your best friend, know your bun's nice. Swag mean, but your fun size. She gon' even tap the blunt twice. It's a group of us, but it's one vibe. Say less like your tongue tight. Ain't leave my alumni, so you can miss me with the tough side. I'm just trying to really get my way.
That was MC Beezy's Sunday Fun Day. Dope or nope?
I give it an or.
That was Chris.
Or for me.
What you got, Iris?
I give it a nope. Something about this, I give it a nope. Something about these songs, they make me feel old because I'm just like, what is this?
Yeah.
Turn down this ruckus.
I'm gonna say or. I'm gonna say or, and we're gonna have a voice vote coming in really shortly.
Okay.
But I'm gonna say or.
Okay.
I'm gonna say or.
I'm gonna go and give it a low or, and the reason why I'm doing that is because I don't think I've ever heard anybody actually do like a cover of an Avant song, and it was worse than the Avant song because like. Is that the song? No, that's not the song. But you know which one I'm talking about. Like, there was an Avant song. I cannot remember the fucking name of that song. Is it? It's not My First Love. It's not. Hold on. I think it's this one. It's like the cadence of that song. Either way, just no. It's still a low or for me. Whenever your person says what they're saying, Q, I will play that voicemail. We're going to get to the next song. So the next song on the list is called Stickin' by Sinead Harnett, Macego, and Van Jess. So here we are.
Masego. Do not disrespect that man.
Masego. I'm sorry.
I can see the signs. Something isn't right. So before you even try to tell a lie, remember I know every side. Each side of you, every step we take in every circle we go round only leads us to another route. But you know I still keep here sticking with you.
That was Sinead Harnett, Masego, and Van Jess's Stickin'. Dope or Nope?
Okay, so I'm actually going to give that a dope. We have, my boy just recorded a comment on the last song. So if you're ready to play that.
Let's go for it.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, that's probably an or.
Yeah, he's talking about the MCBZ Sunday Fun Day, I'm assuming.
Yes, the last song we just played.
Okay.
Yeah, that was it.
All right, so Q, you had said dope to the one we were currently playing, which is Stickin' by Sinead Harnett, Masego, and Van Jess. Iris, what do you have?
It's actually on my playlist. I fucks with Masego and Van Jess. Sinead, she cool. But I fucks with Masego and Van Jess.
Okay.
So.
All right. All right, so that's two dopes. Chris, what you got? I think she's muted. Let me unmute her. Oh, I don't know what Chris.
Oh, dope.
Oh, you know what that means? If it's unanimous,
Hall of fucking Fame.
It's going into the Hall of Fame. We got one. We got one going into the Hall of Fame. We got a couple for this year, but that's a good one. The next song.
Faith. I had no faith when we started. I was like, what's happening here?
I didn't have any faith at all. And mind you,
teeny bopper songs.
Yeah, these is. It's crazy because usually I pick the songs, but people have been like sending me the songs to play. So I'm like, all right, I'll see. And I put it on there and here we are. So we actually got one. So shout out. I think that was Baylor. So shout out to him for putting that on there. The next song is by Ant Clemons and Ty Dolla $ign. It's called Excited.
I still get excited when I see you hit me up. Butterflies in my stomach feel I'm coming right up. I don't know what you're doing to me, enough is enough. I don't know how you got me coming right back to your love. I still get excited every time that you hit me up. Butterflies in my stomach feel I'm coming right up. I don't know what you're doing to me, enough is enough. I don't know how you got me coming right back to your love. Hypnotize me, ain't no biggie. How you ride me like a six beat? Let's try cracking at the Benji. I bet Bobby you'll be with me. Why we chillin' at you, lady? Where you ain't been in the city? What's a brain without no pinky? What's the Wayne without no Winnie? What's a body to a body that ain't had a out of body? At the party, at the party, on a body, at the party. What's a message to a phone that really ain't been saying nothing? Just a couple words that really make me think that we could be something more.
Okay, that was Ant Clemon and Ty Dolla $ign. The song is called Excited. Dope or Nope?
Strong or. Strong. Very strong.
Give it up. Upper or? Because I fucked with it in the beginning, but then something happened and I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But.
Yeah, that's why I said it's a very strong or. And then it fell off like as the track really progressed.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully Ty Dolla $ign, he ended up like cleaning that song up, but like it felt like that was something that Tory Lanez would normally do, but you know, it's not a Tory song. So that's just my personal opinion. It just sounded like the cadence of the flow and everything like that just sounded like a Tory track, and then it just was given to this guy. But you know, I don't know, like Chris, what did you have for your dope and nope?
He probably did produce it.
He probably did.
Probably produced it.
I'm going to say or.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on because we only have two more songs, ladies and gentlemen. So the first, I guess the first of the last songs is Rain Down by OG Parker, Chris Brown, Leighton Green, and PNB Rock. Dang, this is a lot of months. This is like the fucking the Suicide Squad of R&B niggas. So here we go. Rain Down.
All right, here we go. Okay.
OG Parker. So just lay down for me, stay down for me, lay down on me, drowning in your water, let it rain down on me, stay down now for me, lay down for me, drowning in your water. Gonna take it like me. Trap nigga, fuck him to that out green. Pussy water, he gon' under submarine. Make him buzz, he gon' empty the magazine. Drink a lead. Brand new Birkin pussy pee. Ride the wood like a rolling ring. But I love it when a nigga take control of me. Know you good, fuck you right. Type of bitch, you wanna wipe. Piss you off, then take the pipe. It's better when we fuss and fight. Rap like I know what to do. Keep it wet, this pussy cool. Low when I'm on top of you. I ride like I got something to prove. Make it rain like Quez strapping Ali. The bed of the back of the seats, the head in traffic for me. I got him weak in the knees, that's WV if you know what I mean. He come out them chrome hard jeans, put it in my spleen. I tell him the rain on me. So just lay down for me, stay down for me, lay down on me, drowning in your water.
Now, that was Rain Down by OG Parker, Chris Brown, Leighton Green, PNB Rock, and apparently Big Lotto, Mulatto, Lotto, Lil Lotto, The Lottery, whatever she called herself this week.
Latte.
Yeah. All I'm going to say is...
Or.
Yeah.
That might be dope.
That was a dope for me. that was actually a
high dope. Actually, it's a high dope, and actually leaning towards a full dope. Because Breezy was on the song.
Yeah, yeah. But Lotto, she was talking that talk, man. Like, yo, if you a nasty nigga and you like when women talk back to that shit, what she was saying, yes. Mm-hmm. Keep that going. Keep that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what the other niggas were talking about. I don't know. I think I've heard a Leighton Green song, and he's fire too. PNB Rock, he sound kind of whiny to me, but whatever. The song is actually pretty dope, but... It depends on Iris, because we done said dope, dope. What you got?
So I'm gonna have to give it a high or, but I just feel like the sample's too much of an easy oop. Like the sample is just too easy. So it's like, I was like, okay, I'm vibing with this at first, but I'm just like, and I know I'm gonna vibe with it when it come on at a function, mm-hmm. but I'm also just like, this was too easy. And I'm like, did it slap for what that sample is? And like, I don't know. I'm also skeptical about PNB Rock on the song later. So I'm going to give it a high or, but an or nonetheless.
Okay. All right, Chris, what did you have? I didn't get to hear Chris in her vote. So.
Oh, dope.
Okay.
I liked it.
So that's going to go into the Almost Hall of Fame because we couldn't come up with, you know, four dopes. So that's going into the Almost. Now, this last song for tonight, I'm going to play two different versions of it because it comes from an artist from D.C. His name is IDK. And I never knew who this person was until I heard the song that somebody had sent. And it was like, oh, yo, play this. He's from the area. Like, you might like it. And it got Offset on it. I was like, I don't really like Offset like that. But sure. Either way.
Greg, before you play it, we have a comment that might change. That from Almost to the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
here we go.
Oh, wow. All right. So
I didn't say dope.
I give it a dope.
Okay. Yeah, but Q, you know, it's still got to go into almost.
Count mine.
Gotta,
he can't just count mine.
Okay, I was just saying.
Not Little Italy.
Hold on.
Canceling out mine.
Now, hey, first of all, I'm talking about my brother like that. But anyway,
okay. Was that his name?
You're still putting that in the Almost Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's still in the Almost Hall of Fame. Yeah. The last song we're going to play again, two different versions, because there is the studio version, which is the one that he puts on his album that will be coming out, I think, July 9th. And then there's the local version. So if you are from DC, you ever been to DC, you know how DC goes with their music. There's a version of that as well. So this original version that's going to be on the album cut is by IDK and Offset, and it's called Shoot My Shot. So we're going to vote on this one.
Hey, 24/7, I'm a real one. I ain't got no money problems, I ain't got no children. Dodging baby mama drama, whoop, that's a close one. Ass like a host, but a face like she hosts some. Whole food shopping, and she work out every day. You know them news popping, stomach on apple cider vinegar. She do something to me. Good sex got you thinking me and you something. Thought it was. Thought it was. 4 5s, 2 10s. That's a dub. Said she just graduated. I'm in love. Said she like to do the lounge. She don't fuck with the clubs. My type. Yeah, my type. Like Biggie, if the head right, I'm there all night. Like Yeezy, when I see it, I'ma hit it on sight. Like Kendrick Lamar, we gon' be off. When I used to shoot my shot, you a matrix. Now you reappear, but I hate tricks. Look, nobody likes a fake hoe. Bitch, love who I am, not my bankroll. But I'm up, so that is not realistic. Shoot my shot, then I check the ballistics. Shoot my shot, then I'm on to the next one. Shoot my shot, no stress when I'm sexy.
Shoot my shot, Steph Curry, it's a swish. Gucci or Dior, you come explore the way I live. Explore. Been taking for baddies, put the chrome out on your drip. Chrome. Add up mathematics, just like magic, way it flip. Look at the tone, who's grown? Brown skin, just like the paddock on my arm. Brown. Bouncing, you get allowance, ice and charm. Bounce. Fountain, I make it rain, a thunderstorm. Splash. Private flights and private nights, nobody knowing. Told her she was fucking with the one, they was snoring. Sleeping on me, woke them up alone. Wake up. Niggas hating, I don't even know, like, how you doing? Before I got this rich, I wasn't shit, my life was ruined. Hey. Driving in my coupe today, my window tinted, eat the plate like anime. Threw it in, she did the bait. $1 million nigga, put $1 million in the code safe. I dress in the coldest way, bad though, I just
when
throw
I used
face.
To shoot my shot, you a matrix. Now you reappear, but I hate tricks. Look, nobody likes a fake hope. Bitch, love who I am, not my bankroll. But
that was IDK's Shoot My Shot. We, since he's local, we gave him a couple more seconds for the play. So
dope. Fucking dope. And the vote, the official voice vote of my boy Lou is coming in. But he said dope too.
Okay. Iris, what you got?
That's dope for me. I fucked with IDK.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
Wait a fucking minute. Are we giving, you know what?
It's unanimous.
That's crazy. We haven't been too kind to the local DC artists when we've played them on the show. So that's crazy. He's the first one that ever got like Hall of Fame for that.
Okay.
So I guess before we get to the voicemail when he sends it in, there is a go-go version of this song. It's called Shoot My Shot.
Okay, go ahead and play it.
By the New Impressions Band. Now, I'm familiar with the Go-Go Band, but apparently it's here. It's on Tidal. It's on Apple Music if you want to go listen to it for yourself. But this is the Go-Go version of Shoot My Shot by IDK.
I used to shoot my shot, you were matrix. Now I reappear, but I hate tricks. Nobody likes a fake hoe. Bitch, love who I am, not my bankroll. But I'm up, so that's not realistic. Shoot my shot, then I check the ballistics. Shoot my shot, then I'm on to the next one. Shoot my shot, never worry. Splash
Okay, you only get that. Y'all ain't from the city, so y'all wouldn't know. That was the go-go version of that. I was still waiting on the voicemail.
Dope.
Yeah. Wow, man. Shout out to IDK.
You don't have to. You don't have to wait on the voicemail. He already messaged me and said that shit was dope.
That was, yeah, man. Wow. I can't wait for this album now.
Put it in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's definitely in the Hall of Fame, man. It's crazy because I didn't realize he had this much music, though. He has, like, he put out at least a project every year since, shit, I'm looking back at 2015, 2014. So he has Sex, Drugs, and Homework, Subtrap, Empty Bank. What is this? I Was Very Bad.
Yeah, freaking, he was supposed to be at the Broccoli City Fest that never was. That lineup was going to be so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully, you know, he's definitely going to be a friend of the show. Hopefully he comes on, he does an interview with us, man, you know, because that album will be coming out. What is it? July 9th. So hopefully we can, you know, get with him and have him come on the show and talk to us for a bit. But, you know, I don't know if we have any other voicemails, but we do have unpopular opinions before we get up out of here. So every week, for anybody who's not familiar, our unpopular opinions are one statement that we all get to make and we can't be challenged on them. So even if it's a lie, if it's what we feel is the personal opinion, nobody can challenge us on it, including our own co-host. So I'm going to start with the birthday girl this week. I'm going to start with Chris. So we're going to go backwards with Chris, Iris, and then Q. So Chris, what is your unpopular opinion?
I'm trying to think of one that won't get me canceled.
Unpopular opinion.
Come back to me. I got to think about this.
Okay. I'll give mine and then Iris can go. My unpopular opinion, it's about the show that I'll be doing tomorrow with Shan for Loudmouth Stereo. Head is absolutely not a gift. It's expected. It's not mandatory, but it's definitely expected. And it's not something that you give in retaliation for somebody doing a good gesture for you. Like, oh, you bought me dinner. Let me give you some head. I was expecting that anyway. I was expecting that anyway. So, yeah, head is definitely not a gift. It is not optional. It's not negotiable. It's expected, absolutely. For the people who don't give head, I'm sorry. Stay alone, because that's just not right. That's not fair. You're ruining life for you and the people that you like. So that's my unpopular opinion. Iris, what's your unpopular opinion?
This I don't know if this opinion is really unpopular per se, but listen, I support some black owned businesses. I love black people. I surely do. But we should be able to hold them accountable for poor customer service.
Straight up.
I keep the same energy though. Like, so there, if I get bad customer service at a white establishment or white people, I'm going to say something about it too. But like, people be like, oh, like y'all just say this because it's black. Y'all don't do, like, no, I keep that same energy. But like, yo, just because a business is black doesn't mean we can't hold them accountable for their bullshit business practices. Like, especially dealing with customers.
Fact.
Like, I know we all fuck with Jamaican restaurants, but why are they so mean? Why are they so mean at the restaurant? Like, nah, no more oxtail. Okay, like, damn, okay, but like, why, you know, people fuck with oxtail? Why are you yelling at me?
That's crazy. Oh, I have one more. Iris.
So basically,
I was going to piggyback from what you were about to say. Collard greens do not belong in lasagna. I don't give a fuck who tells y'all otherwise. Don't do that shit. Do not ruin.
Wait.
Yeah.
Who did that?
Yeah, this was a thing today in the group chat for the lunch break. So there was a guy. I'm not really familiar with this dude. I followed him because, you know, he was tweeted about either way, this nigga had the nerve, he had the gall to go and put collard greens as a layer into turkey lasagna. Not even regular lasagna. I understand we're eating healthy and shit, but fuck that. I didn't come for lasagna to have that shit be turkey, number one. And two, just, I'm going to let y'all see it in the group chat. So feel free to take a second, look at the group chat, and then I want you to respond in the best way you know possible.
Cooks.
But while you do that, Q, it looks good, but Q, what is your unpopular opinion?
Oh, no, you this ready? Girl might be on to it. Unpopular opinion, this is like bomb.
Yeah, you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm about to cause a firestorm, but I don't fucking care. It's okay. Unpopular opinion. It's okay to love bisexual people. A bisexual man or a bisexual woman. Okay. It's okay.
Mm. Okay. We can't argue.
Oh,
go ahead, Chris.
Unpopular opinion. That... We, as a people, need to get through our head that everybody ain't going to be rich and some of us will be broke.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's
hey.
Unpopular opinion, we all can't be ballers.
I'm on my Tiana Taylor moment. Hey, Byron!
I'm going to go on Instagram.
People got to be broke.
Yeah. Not broke, but like I look on my Instagram every day and I see everyone's just like luxury. Oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm out in Croatia, or I'm out
Croatia. Shout out to the niggas in Croatia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to y'all, Nick. And I'm just like, yo, y'all acting like everybody's like rich. We're not rich.
Yeah.
Chill. It's okay to be normal.
Yeah, absolutely.
So my unpopular opinion is like we all gotta be luxury, living in luxury life. It's okay to be, you know, comfortable, not rich.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow, this was a good show. Episode 335 of the Young Black and Bald podcast was an absolutely good show. I will say next week, if we do decide to have a show, it will actually be the 3-year anniversary of the show. So I wanted to shout out to, you know, my lovely co-host for actually, you know, sticking with us this entire time doing, you know, we've had a lot of ups and downs with the show. So 3 years in, we've done good. 335 episodes. If I don't know if you are drinking, but you should be, you should take a, you know, a sip, a shot or something to that. Q, I already know you're mid glass anyway. So, you know, take a sip to that. I want to say, you know, I didn't get to say it formally last week on the show, but happy birthday to both Chris and Q. They are starting off June correctly. Now, if only the pools would open so we could all celebrate with our shirts off and stuff like that, that would be a good thing. Even though Chris, she was near a body of water, and I was like, yo, whose pool was fucking open and Chris is just out
here? Oh, yeah.
Sure. So let me just say, out of the 335 episodes that we have recorded so far over the last 4 years, and my boy Lou just said, glad he could be part of this episode. This was literally, I would have to say, one of the best episodes that we have ever, like, this is top three.
Wow.
Of the best episodes that we have ever recorded.
That's good, because we got fucking 300.
And I absolutely mean that. Like, just, you know, I'm just thinking about, like, this, the growth of all of us over the past 4 years.
Absolutely.
This was one of the best episodes ever.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Episodes ever.
Well, here's the thing. So next week, since it's going to be the 3-year, we have to make that one better than this one. And that's going to be a challenge. So, you know, I feel
that's fine. We can do that. But this was, in terms of like, just like the openness, everything, like this was one of the, this literally, if it's not into the top 5 episodes we've ever recorded, or even the top 3, or even the number 1. This was gold.
Good.
Absolute gold.
That is good. Now, you heard that, Stereo. That means that you need to start cutting the checks again. So, you know, we have brought you good content for the past, 9-10 months. So let's just keep it going. But, you know, outside of that, ladies and gentlemen, where can they follow y'all on social media before we get up out of here?
Yes, you can follow me at Chris Cash DC on Instagram. And at Viva La Maria on Twitter.
Iris, what about you?
Go ahead, Iris. You can find me on Instagram at OIris. That's OHIRIS. And you can also just, if you're on Stereo, just click through.
Absolutely.
My shit is linked.
See, I didn't even think about that.
No, you can follow. Anyway, hey, you can follow me on Twitter at QDZ1906. The same as my fucking username on here. And of course, fuck Instagram. That shit sucks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, as usual, I think we'll do it again on here next week because I've kind of gotten Zoom fatigue for real. And this is fun. I can do it from my phone while sitting on the couch with everything like plugged up. But it's still fun. I like it. It's bringing back the fun in podcasting. So until next week, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening live on stereo. Thank you for listening to the last 334 episodes. But you have listened to episode 335 of the Young Black and Bothered podcast. And we will see you next week.
Good night, y'all.
Hey, do you have the Wi-Fi password? Common words everyone has said in an airport, coffee shop, or any public place with free internet. Don't fall victim to internet hackers while using free internet thanks to NordVPN. NordVPN is one of those services you tell yourself you don't need until it's too late. We've used the NordVPN to browse the web, check bank accounts, and even stream apps like Netflix. It's the only VPN service that lets you bypass ISPs, perfect for when your job has sites you frequent like Facebook is blocked. It's the best VPN service you can get for both price and performance. Install NordVPN on up to 6 devices, including your smartphone, tablet, and desktop, and experience the service for yourself. Start protecting yourself and your content with NordVPN by heading over to nordvpn.com/YBAB at checkout and save 75% on your subscription.